Paul, you asked your top line to do a lot every night in terms of the checking. What does it mean when they get rewarded with a 4-goal night like that?
They need a game like that because they do have a lot of heavy lifting to do for us, and they, you know, their plus minus has suffered mostly with our empty net goals more than anything else, and they've done a good job against the other team's best. It's good for them to have a big plus night and score some goals and feel good about it.
What was the rationale between flip-flopping Ladd and Thorburn for much of the third?
Just some housekeeping.
Discipline-related housekeeping? Or?
Yeah, that's the word I'm using. Sticking to it, too. That's all you're getting.
How many games this season, Coach, do you think you've had where you've had that many grade-A looks at the other goalie?
Well, not many like that. I mean, he made some saves in there, and we were down the pipe. So in that sense, you know, close to one of those elite games offensively. I think we've actually maybe played some better games in some sense, in terms of, you know, the opponent being fresh and ready and haven't had a good result, but yeah, we had a lot of real good offense tonight for sure.
What kind of an effect would the Myers goal have, Coach? Because it was looking a little bit like St. Louis.
Yeah, I still didn't have that feel on the bench. I mean, but penalty goal 3-2, yeah, it's an important effect. But there wasn't a lot of offense to be had easily. I don't know if it was easy tonight, but against St. Louis. So one goal makes a huge difference because you're not sure if you're getting another crack at the net or when you're getting your next chance. Well, I think when we look back at the 60-minute and the block of offense that we did have, I think it felt confident on the bench that there was going to be enough there for you.
I haven't seen the minutes yet, but it looked like the fourth line got those.
I liked the way they played, and it was some of it. You know, on a back-to-back, the other team's going to roll four, so your fourth line has a little bit when they got a real dominant line with a player like Nash, sometimes your first line minutes are just tied right to whatever their first minutes are. But it was I never had any ease. I thought Joel Armia did what we had hoped he would do. His hand skills and some of those aren't in question, but he was on the puck and he was aggressive in his game. So that's a real exciting for us to see. Matt Halaschuk was fantastic in and on the puck. But there's all the other part, blocking shots, all the other parts of the game, playing with two young players, showing them the energy level that they have to come, even if they miss a rotation or two, if they sit for 4 or 5 minutes, they're going over the boards. He's got them wired to go. Really happy with that line.
How about him on the penalty kill, too? Obviously, it was because Ladd was in the box, but what do you think Matt gave you on the kill?
Both. So Chris came in kind of new, and Matt got a real good block, and that's the way you should give up a goal. If you're giving up a shorthanded goal, it should be somebody's blocking a shot that goes right onto their tape, and there's really no place to recover on that off a face-off loss. The rest of our PK, I liked an awful lot.
Sorry, just because it wasn't clear up in the press box, did you get an explanation of why Andrew got the unsportsmanlike call?
No, I think it was a slash, why it got to be called that way. I talked to him. I got no problem with it, with the call. They get the right to do it. I talked to him about it. I wasn't really looking for an explanation. I was wondering if it was unsportsmanlike, if something had been said, or if it was just what happened on the ice. So then you look at it and you make I look at it and make my own decisions on the validity of it. But I was fine with it when it was over.
Yeah. Good start. The fourth line played well, and a timely response by Myers. It seems there was a lot to like this game. Can you kind of give me a laundry list of things that went the way you think this team should be playing as it relates to their identity tonight?
Yeah. Our last 14 games, we've played one I didn't like. Didn't like the game in Washington. And they had something to do with that. They were pretty good that night. Don't like the outcome some nights. But there's a lot to like in a big bulk of our games. And I think last game would be as close to our identity in a lot of ways. Not so much this one, but last game was close. We played hard. We were right out of the gate. We blocked shots. We did all the hard things in a game and didn't get a good result. And I'm going to say the same thing about going into Chicago on back-to-back nights. We played hard on that. We're close enough to our identity. What's got to change? And I don't expect it to change in this room. But when we win, it's not that's the way it should look. Like, when we play our game, we shouldn't get that much offense. Every once in a while, you get an aberration game like that. No game. So you turn the TV on and watch enough hockey, they don't just look like that. So we're not far off the game that we're supposed to be playing. And they're going to look what I hope they look like tonight on occasion, but they look like St. Louis an awful lot. And we're going to win a lot of games playing that way, playing that hard. And Chicago. We're not far off our game. So I'm not as worried about style points or it's going to be a tough run. But I like the way we're playing. I really do.
So how do you get those guys to see that? Because with the negative result that you were talking about, we
talk about that specifically and directly. That's show what we like. We show what we don't like. We talk about that too. We don't sweep that under the carpet. And we're real, for the most part, a real. We took three penalties last game. We gave up two.